community members have been protecting one another, retaking the streets, she said. But she worried that if the government doesn't help supply more food and water to communities in need, people will become desperate. When people become desperate in life or death situations, they may be prone to do something they wouldn't normally do, she said. Cruz also pleaded with the federal government to remove red tape that is slowing the relief efforts. The FEMA people have their hearts in the right place, she said of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, but there is a bottleneck somewhere. Cruz said it is critical to find an immediate solution. People will die. People have died. As many as 7 people are believed to have died in their homes because of lack of oxygen or dehydration, Cruz said. The municipality rescued 11 people from a nursing home with severe dehydration. After a call from the White House, Cruz said, FEMA personnel were deployed to the San Juan Municipal Office, which she said was an encouraging sign. Federal officials also sent pallets of water, food, and nourishment for infants and toddlers. Cruz said she shared with the White House some of the costs the city has already incurred. The municipality invested more than $4.8 million in preparation for and in response to Irma, she said. Hurricane Maria has cost the city $6.9 million as of Wednesday. She said there were 3,000 shipping containers in the San Juan port that had not been moved because the gates could not be opened electronically, adding, "I'm sorry, you open the gates and by hand you push everything out." From a historic city wall in Old San Juan, wooden signs could be seen from a basketball court below. SOS, we need water, canopies, food, La Perla. Despacito, the signs read. Don't abandon us. The cry for help came from the residents of La Perla, a neighborhood on a waterfront hillside once known as one of the most dangerous barrios in the Caribbean. About 300 families live in the brightly colored, stacked houses on narrow streets. For many years, La Perla was characterized as a haven for crime and drugs. More recently, residents and the San Juan mayor say crime has declined significantly. The neighborhood, a breeding ground for reggaeton artists, also received a boost from Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's hit song Despacito. The music video, which takes place with a backdrop of La Perla, has drawn scores of tourists to the area. At dusk on Thursday evening, Yeliz Perez, 10, played basketball with her cousin, Luis Perez, on a court in La Perla as waves crashed against the shore below them. On the other side of the court, a group volunteering with the municipality cleaned up trees and other debris with construction vehicles. As the sun began to set, Yeliz and her cousin walked up the steps, across the wall, and down another set of stairs to their home in La Perla. They needed to be home before curfew and before a blanket of darkness covered the neighborhood. "My grandpa wouldn't like it if she stayed out any later," she said. "It can be dangerous." They went home and joined their extended family sitting on the front porch in the darkness, chatting together by the light of one cell phone flashlight. The inside of their home was entirely dark, and the view from their back balcony showed a hillside that was pitch black. "Look, the only thing giving us light is the moon," Eva Elias, Yeliz's grandmother, said. The family has been getting by in the evenings with candles, lanterns, or cell phones. But walking through La Perla's dark streets at night can be hairy. The terrain is uneven, the slope at times steep. Residents walked to neighboring homes with flashlights, but even then it was hard to tell who was coming or going. "The kids are playing in the streets. It's dangerous for them," Yashira Gomez, a community leader, said, adding that there are downed wires and debris still strewn about the streets. Other than water, fuel remains perhaps the most valuable commodity on the island. Daniel Delgado, a longtime resident of San Terce, a San Juan neighborhood, spent 4 hours in a line to get one 20-pound propane tank so he could cook dinner for his family. Delgado doesn't agree with anyone who chooses to steal, but he sees the logic behind it. "There's no help for the poor people, here in San Juan or out in the country," he said. "If there were help, if someone brought water and fuel, then there wouldn't be any crime at all. What would you do if you couldn't work and had no food and your child looks up at you in the evening and says, 'Papi, I'm so hungry'?" Another resident, Lisa Rosado, said she was worried about what would happen the longer the outages linger. "When you take the comforts of life away, people get uncomfortable," Rosado said. "Then there's the gas, the water. Eventually, people are going to get desperate. Even me. I can't explain it."